eBay, Amazon, Sears, businesses across the country are removing items with images of the Confederate flag from their shelves, their sites, and their ads in the aftermath of the massacre at a black church in Charleston. Walmart is on that list. Here's CEO Doug McMillon explaining his company's decision on Fox News.
We don't want any of the merchandise that we sell to be offensive.
But as NPR's Sam Sanders reports, not everyone's business is handling the Confederate flag in the same way.
Dixie Flag Manufacturing Company is a small independent flag seller in San Antonio, Texas. Unlike a lot of big businesses, Dixie said yesterday that they'd keep selling the Confederate flag. Dixie Flag CEO Pete Vandepute told me a story that helps lay out why.
Yesterday afternoon, I was being interviewed by one of the local TV channels, and a black man came in and went right up to the counter and says, "I want to buy a Confederate flag."
Vandepute says he didn't ask why, but later he found out. That camera crew that was interviewing Vandepute, they also interviewed that black man.
I asked him, did he say why he bought it? She goes, yeah, he's going to burn it.
Vandepute said yesterday he's always sold controversial flags.
Not only do we sell Confederate flags, we sell gay pride rainbow flags, and we sell Jewish flags, and we sell Syrian flags and Iranian flags and North Korea flags.
Vandepute says he's even sold Nazi flags to history buffs. His choice to keep selling the Confederate flag came as several other larger businesses began to take it down. Dan Eaton teaches business ethics at San Diego State University, and he says in the aftermath of last week's shootings, there are two major reasons big businesses are moving so quickly on the Confederate flag.
The tragedy occurred in South Carolina, where the Confederate flag flies on the grounds of the state capitol.
A hate crime in, say, New York State might not have had the same visual effect. And Eaton says there's political pressure, too.
The commercial reaction is coming in the aftermath of South Carolina's governor saying that she intended to press for removing the flag from the state grounds.
Eaton says businesses will have to weigh their own pros and cons as they decide on the Confederate flag.
The gift shop for the Sons of the Confederacy will not make the same decision as eBay.
And sometimes the decision will be different for the same business. After my first interview with Pete Vandepute at Dixie Flag yesterday, he called me back. He'd changed his mind. We talked, I guess, what, half an hour ago?
Yeah, we did.
What changed in that time?
As far as the major flag manufacturers that we buy flags from, they've all made the decision that they will no longer sell it.
Vandepute doesn't make any Confederate flags himself, so no supply. He won't sell them. He said the big flag company's decision was a surprise, but probably the right one. Sam Sanders, NPR News.